This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Among the new United Nations reports this week with the General Assembly going on here in New York is one assessing what climate change is doing to oceans and ocean levels. And one remedy for climate change has to do with whales. Their role in a system that keeps greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere has led to a new assessment of just how much a nice whale is worth. Rhoda Metcalf reports.
Look at the white!
Wow!
People love whales. Whale watching videos like this one are all over the internet. And now there's evidence whales may be helping us stave off climate change. It all starts with a tiny sea plant called phytoplankton. They grow in huge blooms on top of the ocean. Michael Fishback, head of the environmental group the Great Whale Conservancy, says phytoplankton produce more oxygen than anything else on Earth.
Roughly 50 to 55% of the oxygen that we breathe. So every other breath that you take, we owe to phytoplankton in the ocean.
And they absorb 30 to 40% of the planet's carbon dioxide. That's crucial to keeping the planet cool. So where do the whales fit in? Well, it's all about their poop. A recent BBC Earth program went looking for it.
Oh, God, it's rancid. Don't think I've ever been quite so excited about poo in my entire life.
Scientists are excited, too, because they've discovered whale poop may be helping phytoplankton grow. Joe Roman's studying this at the University of Vermont. He says whale poo's a perfect fertilizer, rich in nitrogen and iron.
All which are critical nutrients for the growth of phytoplankton.
Whales also help bring the nutrients at the bottom of the ocean up to the top as they dive down and up, chasing prey, says Roman, which may also help phytoplankton grow. And the more phytoplankton, the more carbon dioxide that's captured. Economist Ralph Chami learned about the whale's role in fighting climate change while he was vacationing on this blue whale research boat in the Gulf of California.
And that was actually a life-changing experience.
Chami's a senior economist with the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C., and he realized he could calculate a whale's worth, especially its role in reducing carbon, by using the carbon exchange market. Carbon has a price. When he crunched the numbers, Chami was floored.
The minimum value turns out $2 million per whale. I thought I was surely made a mistake.
But there was no mistake. It means all the whales combined could be worth more than $1 trillion. Chami says these numbers could help put pressure on policymakers to figure out how to protect whales from things like ship strikes, because now we have some idea how much it costs us when we don't protect them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Rhoda Metcalf for Marketplace.